Welcome back to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my partner, John Dedon. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Wayne. Great to be here.
Great to have you again. And our special guest is Glenn Holra, who is with Dixon Hughes and Goodman and in Rockville, right?
Yeah, we're in Rockville, and I'd like to take a second and thank you guys for having me this morning. Looking forward to having a little chat with you.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about some heady issues. John was telling me he's got some really zinger questions lined up for you. But first, let me give you a little bit of background on Glenn. Glenn has concentrated his practice within the construction and government contracting industries. He's developed significant expertise and experience in providing accounting, tax, and consulting services for his clients. And he's got a lot of recent experience. He's a graduate of the University of Maryland, Bachelor of Science in Accounting, as a CPA licensed in Maryland and a member of the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Maryland Association of CPAs as well. And with that, I'll turn it over to John. Let's hear from Glenn. What does he have to say?
Glenn, let's start with your firm. The firm recently merged.
Yeah, we did. The firm that I was with prior to the merger was a firm called Goodman & Company. We merged about 3 months ago with a firm called Dixon Hughes. Different footprints. Dixon Hughes is from the South. We were more of a mid-Atlantic type firm. Dixon Hughes had about 1,200 people. We've got about 600. So on a combined basis, we have about 1,800 people. Makes us about, the 12th largest in the U.S.
And you now have, I assume, a lot more capabilities taking on a much bigger firm with a lot more industries to serve.
Yeah, we sure do. As a matter of fact, Dixon Hughes had some industries, industry specializations like we have, but they have three or four other ones that we're looking forward to partnering with. For example, we now have a robust banking industry. Healthcare is something that we did a little bit of, but they really had a huge practice. Our construction real estate practice. That we brought, I guess, to the merger, probably is comparable, maybe a little bit larger than what they had. And there's a number of other industries that both firms, I think, have brought to the combined group. But with that horsepower, we think we can offer some great things to our clients.
And I know Dixon Hughes is primarily in the South. Is this the northernmost point for the firm?
Yes, it will be. I guess they came as far north, probably as North Carolina, and that's about as south as we went.
Goodman & Company was originally from Richmond, Norfolk, Newport News. I knew a lot of folks down there when I was working down there for a while.
Yeah, Goodman started in Norfolk.
Right.
I think we started maybe in 1935. I may not have the exact year, but it's in that range.
So it's kind of a southern firm anyway.
Yeah, sure is.
And your expertise is in the construction and government contracting area?
Yes, sir.
And so they now are able to take advantage of your skills, and you're able to take advantage of some of the things that they do that you were not as involved with. So, for example, you mentioned banking. If you had a client here in the D.C. area that was a bank, how would you utilize now having the bigger platform to work off of?
Well, that's interesting because I think I mentioned to you earlier that I started my career with what's now a Big Four firm, and I did some banking when I first got into public accounting. But at this point, I probably would be very dangerous. So the first thing I would do is call one of my partners down in Charlotte, tell them about the banking opportunity, and try to set up a meeting with them and us. And one of the things that I've been very, very impressed with, honestly, with Dixon Hughes is that They've been able to go out and acquire some tremendous talent. For example, the guy that heads up the banking practice was formerly the partner in charge of the KPMG banking practice.
Oh, my.
And back in the old days, KPMG actually did 12 of the top 20 banks. So to have some talent like that with our firm, to me, is tremendous. And on the healthcare side, they've been able to get an individual by the name of Craig Anderson that had the same sort of background.
Well, that's great to be able to have that expertise to rely on. I know what you're talking about because oftentimes when I'm stymied, I just go across the hall and I ask Wayne, and Wayne always bails me out. So it's good. It's great to have
usually,
that help.
I usually make up an answer. That's right. Whether it's right or wrong is another issue altogether. I do the same thing to John, and John usually bails me out, and he's usually making up the answers to those questions too.
And, you know, I'm afraid to do that because every time I try and do that, I assume that I'll be talking to somebody like you, an attorney on the side of the table.
Well, Glenn, let's come back to your areas where you don't make up the answers. And as I said, you do a lot with the construction side, with the real estate side. What are you seeing in this environment? What types of things are going on that you're helping your clients with?
Well, in this environment, you know, I think it's a golden opportunity for us because our firm, instead of focusing on, you know, putting tax returns together or financial statements, we know those are products our clients need. But most importantly for us has always been planning, trying to figure out, you know, what our client's unique situation is, think about the tax aspects, think about the financial reporting aspects, because in construction, you know, the bonding is very, very important for them. So when the economy doesn't do as well, I think companies out there spend more time thinking about cost benefit. What are they paying their accountants? What are they paying their lawyers? And what are they getting in return? Our approach has actually helped, I think, in that regard, because when companies think about cost benefit, you know, our objective has always been to bring more value to the proposition compared to what they're actually paying us. And so, you know, our typical strategy with our clients is we want to get in before the end of the year, think about some tax planning, help them financial management-wise, figure out, you know, how they want to report their information. And over the past couple of years, there have been some very good tax incentives, more on the real estate side, probably on the construction side. There's two tax incentives that we focused on recently, 179D and 45L. These are both tax incentives for property owners that involve energy saving tax benefits. And interestingly, for construction, even a contractor can sort of take advantage of this, even though it's aimed at the property owner. If there's a not-for-profit organization or a governmental agency that's building a building, obviously they can't take the tax benefit. So what happens is the tax benefit becomes available to the architect. If the architect can't take it, or you have a contractor that's doing design build where the architect is actually working for the general contractor, then that benefit can actually be taken by the general contractor.
It's interesting that they allow the architect to claim the benefit of the credit or the deduction as opposed to the contractor.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it's the energy saving strategy, you know,
which, building it into the plans, right?
Yeah, that's
so,
exactly.
And the architect
it.
Has a major impact on that. Yeah. That's neat. What are you seeing in the construction industry locally?
You know, we're starting to see a little bit of recovery. Our contractors who are on the back end of the job, the landscapers, those guys, as a matter of fact, I just talked to somebody this morning, they don't see a lot of recovery yet. But we have a bunch of utility contractors who are on the front end of the job, and those clients of ours are doing really well. You know, they've had probably 3 years of very difficult economic problems that they've dealt with. And, you know, our clients are starting to see some light finally at the end of the tunnel. And these guys are on the front of the job. So what I'm hoping is happening here is that, you know, this is going to trickle down, and pretty soon the people in the back end of the job are going to be seeing the same sort of recovery. And, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the whole thing is starting to recover here a little bit.
Well, that would be great news.
Glenn, when you talk about some of these advantages for property owners, are you talking about big commercial projects, or does it also apply for residential owners?
John, that's a great question. And 179D is for a commercial, 45L is for residential. And they're both targeted at energy-saving design, you know, and improvements.
That's great to know, and our audience is not necessarily going to remember code sections, but they these are Internal Revenue Code sections, but they certainly can remember Glenn, you, and being able to find somebody who can help them with these opportunities. I also assume, in picking up on Wayne's point, that you can put the parties together so that if someone may not be able to take a specific advantage of it, there's others who can, and then everybody wins that's in front of you and helping to put the deal together.
Yeah, that's right. If it's a if the owner is a entity that can't take advantage of the tax benefit, then the architect can. And, you know, if the architect is working for the general contractor, then one of those two entities can. What we're finding, though, is pretty interesting. You know, we have some large general contractors that are clients of ours that do a lot of public work. And we've mentioned this to them because the dollar savings can be very, very big. But what they're finding is that they go back to the public entity or the not-for-profit that owns the property, and the owner says, hey, that's a great idea. You know, you can get a big tax benefit here. All I need to do is sign this piece of paper. The next thing they say is, what's in it for me? So I like to have a little bit of, you know, free change order work or, you know, some things that I can benefit from. And that, and as you said, that's actually what we've seen ends up happening.
So it gets negotiated into the contract or into the deal.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
And it becomes a win-win. The property owner gets something out of it. The you know, the general contractor, architect gets something out of it. It's you know, it's a nice deal.
Well, it really builds on the earlier point you made where clients can come to you and not just expect somebody who can do compliance work or audit work, but you can really provide value in helping to provide a business solution for them.
Yeah, that's exactly what we think we're in business to do.
Do you also help the in the construction industry particularly? Are you getting more involved in doing some reorganization work or workout work to help them weather the storm that's going on with the creditors and the banks?
I mean, that has happened for a couple of our clients. You know, the economy certainly has had an impact on some of those guys too.
Sure.
You know, so we've been through this economic downturn a couple of times, at least in my career. And with construction, real estate, those industries seem to go up and down as the economy goes up and down. So, you know, there are things that we've learned and we can help our clients with. And, you know, hopefully they don't need it. But when they do, we can help them figure out, you know, how to make the best out of a bad situation, along with you guys, with, you know, attorneys that specialize in bankruptcy.
Well, we have several mutual clients. Fortunately, the ones that we've worked on together are not in the bankruptcy end, but yeah, we've been able to see firsthand how it helps to have a team approach to some of these solutions.
On the government contracting side, are you seeing some good news in some of your clients?
Actually, on the government contracting side, it's all pretty much been good news.
Right.
You know, the government with the stimulus packages, what we've seen in this area, in D.C. in particular, you know, it's been a you know, fantastic place for government contractors to be located. You know, so for the contractors themselves, I think it's been, you know, a good industry to have chosen. The M&A is pretty strong in government contracting, especially in some of the areas that relate to, you know, terrorism protection, NSA sort of business. And as far as construction is concerned, I think it's kind of interesting because the contractors that we represent, and by the way, we put out a contractor toolkit about 3 years ago suggesting some of these strategies to think about before the economy really got bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cutting costs, reducing overhead, maybe thinking about getting into the government contracting arena because it looked like the private side was going to slow down a little bit. And what we've seen in construction, if you have the ability to do government contracting as well as private, some of those companies have done very well.
Mm-hmm. Well, with a minute left, what else can you tell us about Dixon Hughes Goodman that we haven't already talked about?
Well, I think just in general, you know, we've completed our merger. You know, I think that's gone very smooth. Our objective again is to use the resources of the firm. It's a big firm, got tremendous resources, and try to bring value to our clients as opposed to tax returns, financial statements.
How do people get in touch with you, Glenn, if they want to know more about your practice or Dixon Hughes Goodman?
Well, they could send me an email. My email address is gholrah@goodmanco.com. Or give me a call at 240-403-3700.
And thank you for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Well, I want to thank you guys again for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
Our pleasure. John, thanks for co-hosting and asking some good, incisive questions.
Thank you, Wayne.
And join us next week for another special topic and special guest on Blueprint for Wealth. Have a great week.